بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the company of people. I want to remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three kinds of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his kalam, the ayat which we recited in the first rakat, the last ayat of last set of ayat of Suratul Waqia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began that section, فَلَا أُقُسِمُوا بِمَوَاقِي النُّجُومِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of celestial bodies and constellations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a set of things. I'm not going into all of them. Allah mentioned the importance and the evidence of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, he mentioned a moment that comes into and will come into everyone's lives. And that is the moment of death. The time when the soul is being extracted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِ اللَّهَ تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah said, at that time, we are the closest to you, but you do not see us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at a time when nobody can comfort and nobody can help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that very clearly. Allah says that you are standing there, but you cannot do anything. When the breath is stuck in the throat, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُوبُ وَعَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذِينَ تَنْظُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are standing there, you can't do anything. You are looking on, but you cannot do anything. You can't send this soul back. Allah mentions that as a challenge also. Allah says, if you think you are so great, send it back. But we cannot do that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts and says, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِ اللَّهَ تُبْصِرُونَ. That we are the closest to you at that time, but you do not see us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three kinds of people. فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْهُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. Allah says, and if the one who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to make us and count us among the muqarribun. The one who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the muqarribun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for him there is happiness, there is joy, there are gardens of paradise. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. And Allah says, the one who is from the people of the right hand. فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. And Allah says, for that person, there is salamati, there is peace. The meaning of salam is peace, but I think in my heart, at least, the more correct and the more valid meaning of peace is safety. Jisko hum Urdu mein salamati bolte hain. To salam ke maane se salam alaikum nahi hai. Salam ke maane salamati hai, yani har qisam se afiyat. So safety from all forms of whatever what we know, what we don't know. Safety from everything. So this is the meaning of salam. So when we are saying assalamu alaikum, it's not only saying peace be on you. I think this whole translation should be really looked at. We are saying safety on you. May you be in afia. May you be in salamati. May you be in complete comfort and safety and security. Peace is a consequence of that. There cannot be peace in the absence of security. How can you have peace if your life is in danger, you know, you are sick, you are in pain and suffering. There is no peace. Where is the peace? So, peace is a consequence. The cause for peace is security. Security comes before peace. Once there is security, peace has to be there, because that's the result of security. So, when we say Assalamu Alaikum, we are saying, may security be on you. May you be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you in a state of security and amana. So, therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ فَسَلَامُ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ. The people of the right hand, they will be in security with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing will happen to them. I mean, even though on the day of judgment, and these ayat refer to the day of judgment, the whole surah is about the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even though the conditions around all of us on the day of judgment will be conditions of tremendous turmoil and disturbance and, you know, total, the opposite of security, everything. But the people of the right hand, they will be in security. We ask Allah to make us among them who are protected from all evil in this dunya wal akhirah, inshallah. This is the key of understanding the special connection of the Muslim, of the mu'min to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this. To understand that conditions don't dictate what will happen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides what will happen to you, no matter what the conditions are. No matter what the conditions are. If Allah wants to keep you and me safe, Allah will keep me safe in the middle of turmoil. There's no problem. There's no need to get all hassled and, you know, what will happen, what will... Nothing. What Allah wills will happen. That's it. But what about the economic condition? What about it? What about the third world war? What about it? If Allah wants to keep you and me safe, Allah will keep us safe in the middle of whatever is happening. And we have examples and examples and examples. What were the conditions around Nuh alayhi salam and his people? At the time of the flood, what were the conditions? Was there a condition of safety and protection? No. It was completely, total destruction. Total destruction. But what happened to Nuh alayhi salam? Nothing happened. He's safe. What happened to the people with him? Nothing happened. They're safe. Allah has given us so many examples in the Quran. Not only one. All the examples of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam. What happened to his people? What happened to him? Multiple examples of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up. Safety, security, salama. So, Allah is saying that the people of the right hand, meaning the people who are given the book in their right hand, for them, there is safety. وَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِينَ. The people of the left hand, Allah says, these are the people who are the liars, and the people who are misguided. May Allah protect us from that. فَنُزُلُمْ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَتَسْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ هَقُّ الْيَقِينِ فَصَبِّي بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. The surah ends with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that for those people there is punishment. For those people, nuzul. Nuzul means, it's like a welcome drink. You know, you come from a long journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word nuzul also in Surah Yunus, in a positive sense, where the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bashara, the good news of the protection of and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to the person who is dying at the moment of death by the malaika. Nuzulum min ghafuri rahim. They will say that this is the nuzul from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is ghafur rahim. So that is the good news, and may Allah make us among those who to receive this good news, inshallah. So, that is nuzul. So, nuzul is, Rashid Sahib says it very nicely. He says it's like somebody who comes from a long journey and he has just arrived home, and you are anticipating his coming and you are waiting for it and so on. And you have planned many things, right? You will have this for lunch and that for dinner, and we'll go here, go there. But the moment the person arrives, you won't say, come, let's go. Let's have lunch. No, relax, sit down peacefully, hear some, you know, some sharbat, some juice, and some, you know, something to, just to welcome. And after that, that welcome is a sign of all the great goodness which is to come thereafter. It doesn't end with that. It's not just one glass of juice. This is only the beginning to take away some of your tiredness of your travel and so on and so forth. Come, relax, have some nice cool water. Now that is called nuzul. So here Allah is saying, nuzul min hamim. The nuzul, the welcome will be boiling water. So imagine what is to come thereafter. May Allah protect us from that. So that is for the people who are misguided. And the point I'm saying is that here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we have, as long as we have this life, we have the choice to decide who we want to be with. Three categories. There's no fourth category. There's three categories. So we can choose to be with the Muqarrabun or with the Ashabul Yameen or with the Ashabul Shimal. Who are these people? Min al Mukaddibin al Dhalin. Now the issue is that choice will be taken from us the door opens, the moment the curtain is lifted, the moment the ghaib becomes hazir. Until then we have a chance. And that is therefore the time to make istighfar, to make tawbah and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not wait for some, this great moment. There is no mahurat which will happen for tawbah. Time to make tawbah is right here. Just now. And tawbah means what? Means to change. Tawbah means to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar means to seek forgiveness. So istighfar wal tawbah. These go hand in hand and this is the sequence. First we seek forgiveness because we know we are wrong, we accept this, we stop denying ourselves, we are not in self-denial. We accept, yes, this is something I have been doing wrong, I will not do it now. If these two things are not connected, if I'm saying I know I am doing wrong, but then I don't say, therefore I will not do it from now on, then what is the meaning of saying you are wrong? If you are accepting a mistake, what does it mean? It means you will not do that again. If that is not so, I am accepting the mistake but I will still do it. Then where is the mistake? There is not a mistake. Then it turns into a crime. A mistake which is done deliberately is a crime. So exactly the same action. Right? Exactly the same action. If it is done unknowingly, accidentally, it's a mistake. It is liable to be forgiven. But exactly the same thing, if it is done deliberately, it is a crime and it is liable to be punished. There's no difference in the action. The action is the same. I usually give this example and may Allah protect us from both such incidents. I'm saying accidentally, if you knock somebody down you are driving and somebody just jumps in front of your car, you knock him down, the guy dies. Now what happens? It is an accident. Right? You may not even be punished. I mean, there may be nothing because the guy jumped in front of the car, it's entirely his fault. It is not your fault at all. When that is established, you will not only go away safe, but you will probably get insurance for your car and everything else, right? But supposing you see this guy coming on the road, you say, this is the fellow I've been waiting for. So this is my chance. And as he is crossing the road, you nail him. And this is proven. Now what? But it's deliberate murder. And you will hang. Actual action is exactly the same. Which is, you knock somebody down with your car. One is a mistake, other one is a crime. So when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we don't know, because we didn't realize, because we forgot, whatever the case might be, it is a mistake, therefore we make istighfar, we seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make tawbah, which means we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stop doing that thing. But if we know it is wrong, we still do it, then what? And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentioned these three categories in Surah Al-Waqi'ah and also other places. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, this is the end of it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's like a summary at the end of it, because the whole surah is about these three categories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the three categories, and the reason for mentioning that is to remind us that it is up to you, it is up to me, which category I want to be in. As long as we are alive, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the ability to choose and to act in a way where inshallah we ask Allah to keep us with those people. Choice is ours. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to protect us and to keep us always in His salama and maghfirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya